Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
From Baltimore, Maryland, and our co-host,
none other than Pastor Peaches Byrne. Hallelujah. Are you there, Pastor Peaches? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She's somewhere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for Pastor Peaches being around somewhere. Hallelujah. But praise God. This is, hallelujah, a celebration. Hallelujah. I got news for you today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Every man, woman, boy, or girl under the sound of my voice is above measure. I tell you, and if you know somebody right now who's going through, who has that back against the wall, that's hanging from the rope, hallelujah, glory to God, who don't know where to go and what to do when they get there, call them up on the phone right now and tell them to tune into this service right now, because they're going to, God is Jehovah Perazo, the Lord of the breakthrough. And there's going to be a tremendous breakthrough on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel the anointing of the Lord is present to heal, to deliver, and to set the captives free. Glory to God. Get them on the phone now. Hallelujah. It's time. Pastor Peaches, are you there? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Glory to God.
Yes, yes. Look, hey, give them the housekeeping suggestions, because we got to get folks prepared for what they're going to hear today, because we're going to, I'll tell you, God's going to blow their socks off today with his word and with his anointing and with his blessings. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's go get your Bible. Hallelujah. Get a composition notebook and pencil and paper, ink pen, so you can be able to write down the scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Get a flare or whatever. You can just something to write with. Get your juice, your crackers, and we can take Holy Communion.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Call the children, the cat, the dog, everybody in. It's time to get quiet before the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, did I cover it all?
Amen. I think you did.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much. Because, look, and while you were talking, guess who came in the room?
The kitty cat.
Yeah, Ryan came in the room.
Hallelujah.
Because you mentioned the cat and the dog, and he said, well, look here, I'm a kitty cat, so I'm coming in. I'm going to listen to the word, too.
Hallelujah.
In the room, looking at me now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. We thank God for those that tuned in today. Sister Gloria, I know you over there at GBMC. God,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. And you said you're doing fine. Well, that's all right.
Lord, bless your name.
God for you. Hallelujah. And Glenda, God bless you. And Holden Ransom, God bless you on the call. God bless you. Sister Julie, Anna, Ava.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Stephanie, little Stephanie. Hallelujah. Desiree and Monica and Victor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody's online today. Glory to God. We thank God. Minister Linda Blackwell, you're doing a fantastic job with Hello Precious program. God bless you. Hallelujah. And Sterling, God bless you over there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Reggie, hallelujah. And David and Barry and Scooter and Alan, God bless you. And Danya and Tiffany, God bless all of you. And the cat and the dog, too. Glory to God. The cat, what is it, Faith and Coco? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Or is it Diamond? I don't know. We pray for so many pets. Hallelujah, because God blesses all of us. We are all his creation. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Talitha and Joseph, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Nate, God bless you too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, bless me, God. Baruch Samantha, Apostle Margie Mercer, and Overseer Dr. Norman Nevins, God bless you real good. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. We thank God, hallelujah, for, oh, my goodness, QB Stevenson and Dominic and Justin, God bless you.
Blessing Jesus.
Peter Bruce, hallelujah, and the whole family, hallelujah. Glory to God. And Cynthia, God bless you. And Prophet Cynthia, God bless you, too. Glory to God. And And Brenda DeLotion wrote the elder, pastor in waiting, Rosetta Carey. God bless you and your entire family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we thank God for all of you that tuned in. Hallelujah. Rachel, God bless you. And Stephanie, God bless you. Minister Raymond Banks, God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dominique and Reggie, I'm small with God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. Pastor Viola Wright and Pastor Lewis Wright, God bless you. Thank you for joining us. And Nurse, hallelujah, Lorena Johnson, God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Bernie Johnson, God bless you. And glory to God. And Marion Johnson, God bless you. Crenshaw, God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for all of you. Hallelujah. And glory to God. Minister Jerry Cleveland and Rakim, God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, we glory to God. We thank God. Folks are lining up to be on the in the service today. This is a celebration.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Maxine and Theodis Lee, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you real good. Hallelujah. Sister Janice, hallelujah. And Sister Yvonne, God bless you. Sheila from Justice, God bless you. Glory to Brenda DeLoach, God bless you. God bless all of you. Oh, my goodness. I thank God for you. I know I'm going to leave somebody out. I don't want to leave nobody out. But God bless all of you for tuning in to the Wednesday International Holy Victory Celebration of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. And as many of you know who've been on this call before, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, that we start off with the pastor's corner, and y'all got to put your seatbelt on. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah, glory to God, because God's going to blow your socks off. You're going to look out the window, and you're going to see some socks walking down the street by themselves. And you say, boy, I got some socks just like that. And then you look down, your socks are off because God done blew your socks off. I want to tell you right now, I want you to, this is the pastor's corner right now. And this is directly to all the 1,000 pastors and pastors in waiting, and pastors elect, and those standing in the office of the pastor, and leaders throughout the world, hallelujah. This is for you, directly and indirectly, the entire body of Christ. This, I'm going to give you the secret sauce for Christian prosperity, for being victorious in Christ. The secret sauce right now. The secret ingredient, you know how they talk about this secret ingredient and this thing and that thing? You want to know, you got to know the secret sauce, the secret ingredient to achieving success in this walk in Christ. First of all, you got to be in Christ. We're starting in Christ. We're starting believing in Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're starting being saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. That's where we start. But the secret sauce on having prayers answered, the secret sauce and being victorious in every walk of your Christian life. Come on now. I've got to tell you what it is. There are three words I want to give you right now. The secret sauce, owe it to God. The word, the first word is faith, and Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. Yeah, look, the word faith is how many times in the King James Version? Do you know how many times it's mentioned in the King James Version?
You said faith?
Yeah, the word faith.
Faith?
Yes.
Oh,
glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, it's 336 times.
Oh.
All right. You check out your text. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh.
336 times the word faith is mentioned. And there's another word that's connected with faith. And believe. And do you know how many times believe is in the King James Version?
131?
Yes, oh my God. See, you on the beat. 131 times is the word belief. So y'all got to write these words down because we're going to tell you about it. Faith, believe, and the last one is hope. I would love to ask you this question. This may be a ringer. How many times is the word hope in the King James Version? All right, I don't see nothing there.
Say that again.
Yes. Did you say something?
Say that one again.
How many times is the word hope in the King James Version?
Hope. You got a lot of trivia going on tonight.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you 130 times. Faith, believe,
and hope.
And hope.
Yes.
These three things. Now let me give you the sauce part of this. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the self-evidence of things not seen. In other words, we can't see it. You know, one of the things that you shared with me, Pastor Peaches, is that we should say what we want, not what we see.
Amen.
And then I added that you don't say what you see until you see what you want.
Hallelujah.
Say what you want, you see.
That's right.
Until you see what you want.
That's right.
You got it? Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, Pastor Peaches.
Glory to God.
All right. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, intentionally seek him, deliberately seek him.
Hallelujah.
You want to please God. And how do you please God? By the faith walk. Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death is in the power of the tongue. If you start speaking the word of God, calling those things which are not as though they were, Romans 4:17, you will begin to see God's word work.
Man.
Pastor Peaches,
yes.
Go to Matthew 21:22 real quick. While you getting that, y'all need to, this is the secret sauce.
Hallelujah.
You don't be going down the litany of what's wrong in your life.
Amen.
Glory to God. You don't be saying, oh, my children are so, they're so bad. You don't do that.
Amen.
But you can have what you say. The word said that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18:21. Watch what you say out your mouth. Don't be going down no litany of what's wrong. Oh, I got this wrong. I got the high and a hernia. I got reflux disease. I got a high blood pressure. I got this, that. Don't say what you want. I'm healed with his stripes. Come on now.
Amen.
That's the faith wall.
That's right.
It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You want to please God? Step out in faith. And the next day, when you get to that 22, say amen.
Amen.
Okay, read that.
Matthew 21:22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive.
Which came first, receiving or believing?
Believing.
Do you feel me here? This is the secret sauce. Go to Mark 9:23. When you get there, say amen.
You
got to understand, you got to watch what you say out of your mouth.
Amen. Amen.
Don't be calling folk up and saying, look here, the cat done died, the dog ran away from home, I got a water. Stop talking about God is doing. Stop decreeing and declaring things. Job 22:28 says, you can decree a thing and it shall be established.
Hallelujah.
Decreeing a thing is stepping out in faith. Faith and believe. When you get to Mark 9:23, say amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and read that.
And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth.
All things are possible to him that believeth. Some things are possible.
All things.
A few things are.
All things are possible.
Only on Sunday.
No.
All things are possible. Come on now.
Them that believe.
Now you preachers, you teachers, you leaders, pastors, you got to set the example. You get up in front of the pulpit and say, this ain't going right, that ain't going right, that, you ain't going right. You need to start decreeing and declaring things. You want a new building, go down to the hobby store and buy a model of a church building and put it on your desk. Take a rich picture of a church building that you like to have and put it on your wall. Come on now. You need finances. Write a check. Glory to God. To yourself for $1 million, $5 million. And fold that bad boy up and put it in your wallet. Or better still, put it in a frame and put it on the wall. And every now and then take a look at it. You know what that is? That's called a faith extender. So you want your faith to extend itself, to abound. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
In every good word. Come on now. Watch out now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We read that 9:23. Didn't we do that?
Yes.
Okay. Go to Mark 11:24. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Mark 11:24.
Understand that the secret sauce of you getting prayers answered is believing, and then you're going to receive. Believing, and then you're going to see, calling those things which be not as though they were. This is the secret sauce. Everything in Christ is dependent upon you calling those things which be not as though they were. You say, well, when you came to God, you believed that God could, Jesus could wash your sins away. He done it.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You believe that. Guess what? You receive it.
Right.
If you believe it, glory to God. Hallelujah. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Don't you call me and go down a litany of what's going wrong. You can tell, you can testify, but don't you give me what the test you're going through. Because God want to make sure you know, understand, you grow in him. Hallelujah. When you get to 11:24, say amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and read.
Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
Come on. What now? When you pray, do what?
Believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
See, you got to understand. It's, look, y'all call it. Oh, Lord, I pray my tithes every month, every payday, and I give offers, and I'm at church. And God, why does this happen? Will you shut your mouth? God is waiting for you to talk like he talked.
Amen.
He stepped out on nothing and said, let there be, and there was. Ephesians 5:1 says, be like me as dear children. In Genesis 1, God said 9 times, and God said, the word recorded, he said 9 times, and after he finished saying that, hallelujah, everything, glory to God, hallelujah, the creation was here. And you notice that he said the best for last. That's you, baby. That's you, son.
Hallelujah.
You, daughter. Mother, father, brother, sister, that's you. You were made in his image, in the likeness of God. You were created to have rule, dominion, and sovereignty over the earth. Don't you be complaining, God, why didn't you do this or do that? You got it. It's in your hand. Psalms 115:16 says, you know, the heaven is God's, and the earth has he given to the children of men. It's us. Children are starving not because of God, but because of you and you and you who don't feed the hungry. People are homeless because we don't put shelter. We don't send them to a shelter. We don't get them into a shelter. We don't do what we're supposed to do. You go to the masses and you find out what happens to people who don't even do to the least of them. And then you find what happens to those who do feed the hungry, clothe the naked, hallelujah, deal with the shelterless, those who don't have a shelter and who are in prison and are sick. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the secret sauce. Baby, speak those things which are not as though they were. Okay, go to Ephesians. Glory to God. Did we read that 11:24?
Yes.
Okay, go to Ephesians 4:29. Hallelujah. And this is Pastor's Corner.
Yes.
See, the pastor, your leader, got to have this going on. Because if your leader is blind to the secret sauce, everybody falling into the ditch, everybody falling into the pit together, the blind leading the blind. This is the secret sauce. Your church is built on faith in God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You've got to have faith. I don't care who you are. I don't care how many titles you've got behind your name. I don't care if you're apostle this, apostle that, bishop this, archbishop that. I don't care who you are. If you don't walk in faith, if you don't put feet to your faith, if you don't be a doer of the word, even a hearer of the word is not, but be a doer also, you're going to mess up. And then if you're a leader, you're going to mess a whole lot of other folk up because they're watching you. They've got their eyes on you. Glory to God. Do you hear me? You heard? Hallelujah. Did you get that scripture?
Yes.
I'll go ahead and read that.
Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers.
Edifying means building up. When you speak out of your mouth, you got not only build up other folks, you better build yourself up. You can speak gloom and despair and agony on me. If it wasn't for bad luck, I had no luck at all. What kind of mess is that? Look here. I'm going to tell you something. You're a leader. You're supposed to give folk hope. You're supposed to inspire people. You can't motivate people. Motivation comes from the inside. But you sure can inspire them. You can inspire them to do great, or you can inspire them to do nothing. What you gonna do? Give them a secret sauce. Glory to God. Go to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. Hallelujah. You got what you say out of your mouth is important. And see, what you do in your Christian walk is also important. You got to walk like God said walk. Yeah. You got to talk like he said talk.
Amen.
You got to think like he thinks. That's why Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And you want to know the mind of Christ? You want to know what you ought to be thinking about? Hallelujah. That's Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. That's what you need to be thinking about. Philippians, glory to God, Philippians 4:8. Think on things which are honest and good, of a good report. Hallelujah. I'm paraphrasing it. Hallelujah. Think on these things, of being a virtue, of being a praise. Think on those. That's what you think on. You don't spend your time. You don't give oxygen to negative stuff.
Amen.
You don't. Come on in. God, somebody help me today. You don't call nobody up and tell them a litany of what's going wrong.
Amen.
You call them up and give them a testimony. I know my Redeemer's living. Those, look, I'm beset on each side. That's all right. In my flesh, I'm going to see the Lord. I am victorious in Jesus' name. No matter what it look like, no matter what it feel like, no matter what it seems like, no matter even what it smells like, who my wife say, we are more than conquerors. Come on now. Jesus Christ. And look, we say these scriptures, but you got to mean it. Greatest he that's in me than he is in the world. And they'll be calling and complaining all the time. See, folk that complain all the time, they have not sold out to God.
Hallelujah.
I know stuff will come against you. That's when you use your prayer language. That's when you talk to God, hallelujah. I know the devil's going around like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour, but hallelujah. But he under my feet. Glory to God. I say, Satan, get me behind me. I say, Satan, watch out now. I got somebody going to mess you up. It's done already messed you up. And Psalm, what is that, 78? Glory to God. Thank you, brother. Harry Warsaw, 78 verse 66 says, God kicked the enemy in his hind parts. Come on now. Glory to God. I didn't write that. I'm asking the word of God. Go look at it up for yourself. Hallelujah. You ought to be talking victorious, not be talking wimpy, 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 wimpy. Amen. You got to be talking, I am
that's right,
a child of the Most High God. Boom, chakalaka, laka, boom. Every time you walk, boom, chakalaka, laka, boom, chakalaka, laka. Man.
Hallelujah.
When you show up, devils start screaming and hollering. Amen. What's that noise? Devils and demons start screaming and hollering because you done showed up on the scene.
That's right.
Now, well, maybe it wasn't for me. Don't you ever come out of your mouth with that.
Hallelujah.
If you didn't have instant pudding, it may not be for you. Do what grandma did. I'm going to tell you what grandma did. Grandma was at church, and she saw somebody was trying to pray through, try to get saved, and she would stay at the church, and she was a bunch of grandmas, one saying, one, let go, and one ear, the other one spitting in the other, hold on, hallelujah, but they meant well. And they prayed with you until you came through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's why that lady sang that song. Oh, you should have been there when I came through. Ha, the whole church was on fire with the Holy Ghost too. Glory to God. Guess what? I got news for you. Heaven was on fire too. They were praising God too.
Hallelujah.
Because you came through. You yielded yourself. It's time for you. I got to see some growth in you. If I keep saying the same thing to you day in and day out, day in, you're wasting my time. You're taking up my oxygen. It's time for you to grow up in Christ. Stop perpetrating the whole, I'm a Christian. And act like you know. Read that scripture, Peter.
Hallelujah.
First Peter. 3:10
says, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile.
And don't have no drama, baby, coming out your mouth. Don't have no evil coming out your mouth. Yes, you want good days. You want the good. You speak good stuff. You can have what you say. Galatians 6:7 says, be not deceived. Don't you be fooled or tricked.
Amen.
God is not mocked. He won't be laughed at.
That's right.
Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You putting all this stuff out your mouth, and you're going to get there. And then you're complaining. What you complaining for? That's what you spoke into being. You decreed a thing. It's establishing itself. The scripture says in Proverbs, what's that? 23:7 says, what a man thinketh, so is he. So you think of all the negative stuff. Hallelujah. Do something about it. Get that stuff out of you. Hallelujah. God has not given a spirit of fear, but a power and a love, or a sound mind. A sound mind is, hallelujah, I'm going to plant good seed. I want a corn crop. I ain't planting no apple seeds. I want a corn crop. I'm going to plant corn seeds.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a good harvest, you're going to plant good seed.
Yeah.
Don't be ridiculous. Plant some bad seed and get, God, you didn't give me a harvest. But God, you know what God says? My goodness, what did you plant, baby? You planted doom, despair, and agony on you, and you want a harvest, a plenty, where you're going to have plenty doom, despair, and agony. And you wonder why you can't get out of the pit. You don't want to really get out of the pit. And if you wanted to get out of the pit, you start decreeing and declaring positive stuff. You start decreeing and declaring the faith of God, which is surpassing all understanding. The faith of God will can transcend, make every crooked place straight, every rough place plain. The faith in God is going to bless you and your family. Mm. Hallelujah. I think I spent a little bit more time on Pastor's Corner tonight. I apologize, Pastor Peaches. Will you forgive me, Pastor Peaches?
But it was a message.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you, y'all, do you hear the secret sauce? Calling those things would be not as though they were. The secret sauce is faith, hope. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Believe. Hallelujah. Faith. When God says something a couple of times, you know he means it. When he says it 336 times, you know he really did.
Amen.
You know he means it.
That's
faith, 300 times in the Bible. Hope, glory to God, 130 times in the Bible. Believe, 131 times. I'm talking about the King James Bible.
Hallelujah.
And if y'all working in the vineyard without any of that, y'all perpetrating a fraud. You're perpetrating. You're fooling yourself. You're not fooling God. And you're not even fooling people watching you. You said, I'm a child of God. And you always complaining. That doesn't sound like a true child of God. That sounds like a child of somebody else. You've got to mean what you say. If you're a child of God, act like. If you're a child of the Most High King, act like you know.
Hallelujah.
Stand on his word. Don't keep crying all the time unless you're crying tears of joy. I want you to stand boldly and say, I decree and declare I am healthy from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I'm healthy, hallelujah, glory to God, from inside out and outside in. I decree and declare I'm going to stand on the word of God. He said in 3 John 1 and 2, hallelujah, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time for you to get this message now. Growing up spiritually. See, when Jesus went back to heaven, he said, I'm going to give some gifts to the body for the perfecting of the saints.
Hallelujah.
And look, that's why the Bible says in Matthew, I think 5:40, be ye perfect as I am perfect. That means mature spiritually. Mature spiritually. Being mature spiritually means to have supernatural wisdom. And supernatural wisdom is when you realize that you can call those things which be not as though they were. That you live on the faith of God and the faith in God. That you trust in his word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's maturity in God, perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry, you can't do anything in ministry if you're mealy-mouthed and wimpy. Glory to God. Who's going to follow you? You want what I have? No, I don't. I hope it's not catchy either. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For the edifying of the body. You can't even help your body, let alone the body of Christ, if you don't stand on faith.
Amen.
Don't call me and tell me no more about what's going wrong. I want you to call me and tell me what's going right. I want you to call me and tell me a testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. I'm standing on the word of God. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it even feels like, I'm standing on the word of God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel my help coming. Hallelujah. Oh, my earth suit can't feel it, but I tell you, my spiritual suit feel it. Hallelujah. My spirit feel it. My soul around feel it. Hallelujah. God is coming. Hallelujah. I hear the sound of the marching in the tops of the mulberry trees. I hear the sound of angels coming. Hallelujah. In my rescue, to my rescue, I hear the sound of ministering angels coming. From the north, from the east, from the south, and from the west, I hear the sound of the marching of the men and women of God holding on to the bloodstained banner, holding on, standing on the rock. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to end. Hallelujah. Pastor's Corner. Hope you heard the secret sauce.
Hallelujah.
Faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hope. Deal with it.
Amen.
Use it every day, every second of the day.
Hallelujah.
Oh, love to thee, oh Christ.
More
love to thee. Hallelujah. Now hear me while
I pray
on bended knee. Hallelujah.
This is my earnest plea.
Love.
More love.
Oh, Christ to thee.
To thee.
More love.
More love to thee.
More of thee, Lord, my heart
desires
more of thee, more of thee, Lord, more of thee, Lord, hallelujah, my heart desires more of thee, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench
this thirsting of my soul.
God, thank you, Jesus.
Of heaven.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Of heaven. Feed me till I want no more.
Hallelujah.
Fill my cup. Fill it up. And make me whole.
Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Pastor's Corner on today. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That we touched some soul today with your word. Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, if you would lead us in prayer. And then we're going to go from there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing us up to the end this day, to this point in time. We thank you, Lord God, for the word of God that just went forth. We thank you, Lord God, for a stone on good ground, Lord God, bringing forth 30, 60, 100, even a thousandfold return. We thank you, Father God, for the hearers. And let the word of God swell up in their hearts, Lord God. And let them not be the same in the name of Jesus. And not easily forgetting the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for you giving us word that we can feast on. Lord God, and bring it back to our remembrance, Lord God, when the enemy brings in something, Lord God, that we don't want to see. Lord God, the word of God will well up in our hearts. Lord God, it will bring and will remind us. Don't be worried about what we see, but only about what we want and what we believe and what we're going to speak out of our mouths. And that's what we're going to believe, what we're going to speak out of our mouth. We're not going to be moved by what we see, what we feel, what we hear, but we're only going to be moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. And that's what we're going to speak. We're going to say what God says. We're going to say and speak what Jesus says. And that's what we're going to believe. Hallelujah, hallelujah, no matter what we see. Father God, we ask you to continue to bless the word of God that's coming forth from the pastor in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. Blessing the airways, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Blessing the hearers. Multiply the hearers, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for blessing the rest of the service, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Stir up the backslider. Heal the sick, Father, in the name of Jesus. Anybody is not feeling well in their body, we thank you, Lord God, for touching their bodies from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. In the name of Jesus, coming against the enemy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bind the spirit of sickness and death and flu, COVID, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your healing, for your anointing that's in your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the anointing that's in your word. Thank you, God, for the power that's in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I just want to let you know, in Proverbs 18, verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Yes.
And the righteous run it to it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Call on Jesus. Hallelujah. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. I want you to know that. Hallelujah. Good.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're awesome, God. Awesome, Father. Hallelujah.
Wonderful, he's wonderful, God, he's so wonderful.
My late brother passed away in September of last year, and I tell you, when I hear that song, I think about Walter Bird Jr. Hallelujah. God, but Pastor Peter, do you have a testimony before we go further?
God is good.
Hallelujah.
I can always testify and say something good about Jesus. Because he's just good all by himself. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God. Sometimes we think that things are supposed to happen at a certain time. And you know, we have our agendas. God's timing is not like ours.
Amen.
He goes by a different clock, a different watch to everything. And sometimes we wonder, like, okay, Lord, do you hear me? Do you see what I need? I mean, like, come on now. You know, but, you know, we can talk to the Lord like that. You know, that's not disrespectful. You know, and I thank God because he knows what we need when we need it for real. We thinking something to be urgent. You know, like, come on. Oh, you know, but I thank God because he moves in his time. And his time, it really is on time. And I thank God because I serve a God like that. I serve a God like that. And right when we don't expect it, that's when, a lot of times, that's when he comes through and is right on time. And I thank God for serving a God like that. There was some things that I needed. Excuse me, I needed done. And I was saying, Lord, you know, and in my mind, I do like other people, you know, this is how you really could do it, you know, Father. And you know what? And God knows we don't need aggravation in our life. He knows who he wants to do that thing or whatever. And God sends the right he sent the right person at the right time to do just what I needed done. It was done quickly, and gone. And I praise God for that. I thank God for loving me. I thank the Lord for loving me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We serve a wonderful God, an awesome God, a God that just eases my mind, does things on time. He supplies my every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Blesses, and he gives me rest. Gives me rest.
Hallelujah.
Even when it comes to things on a job that somebody else may be going through some turmoil or torment about, the Lord just, God is just cool. I mean, he's just cool. He really is. And he knows what we need, when we need, and he knows who he needs, who we need around us. You know, and I just love the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I just love the Lord. Hallelujah. So, saints of God, be encouraged to live for him. Can't nobody else do you like Jesus. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Pastor Peaches. And you know what? I got news for you. I know a lot of people say, well, y'all didn't do your scriptures, but we give so many scriptures. You got some scriptures. Hallelujah. You got the word, and you're going to get some more. Is that right? You're going to get some more. What was that commercial? What is it? Please, sir, can I have some more? Yes, you can, he said. And he's going to give you some more scriptures.
The story of Oliver.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Well, praise God. What time is it?
Hallelujah. It is.
No, I don't mean the real time. I mean, this is time. It's time for the meal that heals. Hallelujah. You know, in the old days, you say, what time is it? And you know, they say, now, I'm going back real far. It's howdy doody time. You remember that on TV? No, you don't remember. Forget it. I might be telling your age. Is that right? Oh, I'm
sorry.
Praise God. It's the meal that heals. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's the meal that
heals
life, preserves life, revives life. It's Holy Communion time. Hallelujah. And we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. And Father God, we thank you for him. We ask that you would bless him, anoint us, sanctify it in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Verse 23 to verse 30. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I want you to go there now. Now, the word of the Lord says to examine yourselves, and we do just that. You know, one of the things that I like about God, is that he has a lot of covenant names.
Hallelujah.
And as you speak his covenant name out loud, he becomes that to us.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are Jehovah Tsidkenu.
Thank you, Lord.
You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And so, Father, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission. And we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mm. So, Father God, hallelujah. Your word again says, examine yourself.
Thank you.
So we we comprehend. Be fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelations 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood, and through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now your words say that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, that means blessed be God, the Lord. For we're taking communion worthily. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, because we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood has done for us. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before your life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man and you should lie, but your word will do what it's set up to do. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 55:11 says, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you, Lord, for your word today. Hallelujah. It's one thing you put above yourself. Psalms 138:2 says so. It's your word. Hallelujah. So on the glory to God. Thank you, Lord. So on the same night when the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, hallelujah, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this and remember to me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our healing right now. Thank you, Lord. According to Luke 4:18, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the intracranial system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now all over the world in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, your word saying, Matthew 15:26, 1 John 3:1-2, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep are your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for healing right now. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood.
Hallelujah.
In other words, this is the evidence.
Thank you, Jesus.
Of the salvation that I provided for you, and I wrote it in my blood.
Thank you.
Let's drink it, drink together.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12, verse 13 says, God says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you, glory to God, over your household, glory to God. So I thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already on the, hallelujah, covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. I thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our past, present, and future sins, steps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, discombobulates, eradicates.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brings to naught, makes a noise effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell and every hex. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. I thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers, unties, severs, cuts, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a naught effect, brings to nil, discombobulates, eradicates, decimates, annihilates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you for Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. We receive it in Jesus' name, your healing, and we receive your life. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. With our life, which is in Christ. Hallelujah. We receive it in Jesus' name. We remember you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for our family daily confession.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And in the gap for all of our family members, oh God. Every last one of them, every member of our family, in the name of every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family and our extended family.
Yes.
According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, hallelujah.
Yes.
2 Kings, the first chapter, the entire first chapter.
Hallelujah.
Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11.
Thank you.
We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We have fivefold ministry gifts. We're the gifts to the ministry that helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. And right now, Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, we don't take the responsibility lightly, this opportunity lightly, but we seize it with every ounce of strength we have, oh God. Hallelujah. Use us for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. Let your spirit and your anointing break forth on the right hand and on the left in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan, we serve you. Notice right now, you're a defeated foe. We bind you in Jesus' name. We cast you out. We evict you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And as many of you know, we're redoing a message that we did, hallelujah, several times. And this is a tape of the message that we did, I think, in 2007 or 2006, I think, in May of that year. Hallelujah, glory to God. And we listened to a portion of it. The title of the message is, What Are You Going to Do with the Life You Have Left? Tell somebody, what are you going to do with the life you have left? Ask somebody else, what are you going to do with the life you have left? Hallelujah. And see, we done already told you a little bit of put that secret sauce to the life you have left. Hallelujah. That secret ingredient with the life you have left. And let's go further. Hallelujah. We thank God for his word.
Well, that was part five. And then part six, hallelujah, was last Bible study. I tell you, we had a time. Part six was forgive and love yourself. You know, a lot of folks, we kind of have either handled forgiveness either one extreme or the other. Either we forgive everybody of everything else, whether it's justice, whether we don't imagine we've done that, or we don't forgive nobody, we don't grudge. Now, one of the things that either extreme does not do sometimes, a lot of times, is forgive itself. We got to forgive ourselves. See, that's where guilt is a product of not forgiving yourself. So we talked about that. You know, you got a lot of loved ones that want to put the guilt tip on you too. But I'm gonna tell you, no loved one, no friend, no foe, no enemy, no one can put the hurting on you like yourself. I mean, we do more to ourselves. We share that the devil gets a lot of credit for stuff that he has done, and we didn't even do it. It was ourselves. I said on Tuesday, the worst thing that God could ever do is to turn us over to ourselves. Because if he turns us over to ourselves, we beat up ourselves so terrible. I mean, we have a pity party. You know what? I used to have pity parties, man. I send out invitations. Want to come to my pity party? Nobody would come. But I was there pity party anyway. You know, you hear people committing suicide on us, they heap it up. I mean, look, if they didn't commit suicide, the devil couldn't have bumped them off, you know? You see, they need to understand, people need to understand that the worst person to handle your business and to deal with the stuff of your past and all that is yourself. You've got to give your stuff over to God. You can't handle it. That's why you made the mistake. You can't handle it. You can't deal with it. And don't beat yourself up. Stop beating yourself up. That's what we talk about. Stop beating yourself up. A lot of folks continually beat themselves up. That's why they're taking all the medication. They're beating themselves up. And then they're passing on down to their children. And children beating up themselves. Don't know why they're beating up themselves. Because your mama beat themselves up. You just learned this love behavior. Everybody beating up themselves. Stop it. Forget those things which are behind and press the words of Mark for the prize of the high calling. So that was hallelujah. That was part, hallelujah, six. Hallelujah. Now we're ready for part seven. Somebody say seven.
Seven.
Is that God? Is that God?
Seven, yeah. Perfect. God, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Seven is found in St. Matthew. the 18th chapter. And my glasses, if they pop off, somebody else will be reading. Hallelujah. The 21st verse. Oh, by the way, the title, the subtitle of 7 is Forgive and Love Others. Forgive and love others. Now, that's deep. Because last the Bible study, I talked about forgive and love yourself. And somebody said, well, why did you start with others? Baby, I want to tell you this. I said this before. If you don't love yourself, there is no way you're going to love your neighbor right. Because even God said in Matthew 19:19, love your neighbor as yourself. But if you don't love yourself, your neighbor in trouble. And I said this one Sunday, and this is really true. If you don't love yourself and you're the pilot of my plane that I'm on, please land, because I want to get on. If you are the captain of the boat and I want to go on a cruise, please let me know, because I'll go on another one. If you're driving a taxi and you hate yourself, please let me know. And I got in your taxi. Just tell me, oh, by the way, I hate myself. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And I'll just slam the door. I'll give you $2 and you can go somewhere and maybe get a cup of coffee. That might help you out. But I don't want to be around somebody who hates themselves. In fact, you don't want to live next to nobody that want to hurt that they hate themselves. So that's why we started with love. You say, well, why don't you want to be around live next to somebody who hates themselves? Well, they might decide to get an atom bomb. Well, that's a little bit too much. They might decide to blow themselves up because no matter if you live next to him or not, he has an atom bomb and blow himself up. Everybody in the city goes. But I'm talking about somebody just got a bomb and he blows up. Your house might blow up or your house might get on fire. If they hate themselves, it's important for you to understand that it starts here. It starts with you. Your treatment to other people, your success in life, does not begin with your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, what color you are, where you were born, what side of the track you were born, whether you were born under the track. It don't matter. Your success in life begins with you and you understanding how the first commandment. The first commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind. And the second commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. Hallelujah. So that's why we had to deal with forgive and love yourself first. Now we're going to deal with forgive and love others. Hallelujah. If you will turn with me to the 18th chapter of Matthew, beginning at the 21st verse. Then came Peter to him and said to him, the Lord, Jesus, and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till 7 times? And see, Peter thought he was doing good. So that means the guy, and, you know, somebody coming to you and they do the same thing 7 times. Mm-hmm. That's deep.
Amen.
But Peter thought he was doing good. And God kind of backed him up and said, Jesus said unto him, I say not unto, I'm going to have to get these prayers. Use that scripture, somebody. Nobody, I don't know anybody that would start counting up to 7 about somebody doing something wrong to them, let alone 490 times. What he says is, don't keep a record. You can't keep a record of there's no way you can keep a record of somebody doing the same thing to you 490 times. Mm-hmm. Jesus. This is forgiveness. God wants us to forgive other folks, no matter who it is, no matter what they've done. And he is the example of forgiveness. Of course, I mean, you say, it's fresh. It just happened. Okay? Well, let's look what Jesus did. They nailed him on the cross. It just happened. They nailed him up on the cross. Mm. And he looked down and said, Father, forgive them. I mean, he's still bleeding. Come on now.
Mm.
He's still feeling the pain.
Jesus.
It didn't go away. He's still feeling the pain of what them folks did to him. And he had the nerve to tell his Father, forgive him.
Mm.
Now, that's deep. And the Word of God says to be like him as his children. We got to understand. He got to forgive no matter what it is. It's hard. It's hard. It ain't easy. I mean, if somebody came and robbed me, knocked me down on the ground and busted my lip, and he ran away, it would be hard for me to say, Father, forgive him. He knows not what he does. I don't know if I'd do that after I done shot him with the gun. No. No, I wouldn't shoot him. Unless I had a gun. No, but here's the story. The real story. That is, in essence, what Jesus did. I mean, it's just like a little lady being knocked down on the ground. Somebody snatched her pocketbook. She's 85 years old. And you can still hear the pitter-patter of the feet. And the Lord lady raises him, Father, forgive him. He don't know what he done just done.
Mm.
That's deep.
Amen.
That is deep, you know. I do know there are some old ladies you try to stack their positive. They put you in the hospital. It's the Lord. You got to understand. Now, let me just get a little sidebar here. There's a teaching in the Word that talks about turning your other cheek. And those who are not students of the Word and really are not Christians, they're outside, they think that every Christian is supposed to turn their cheek when somebody comes up to them. No, see, the thing about that teaching, it was done to the brother. Jesus was teaching the brother, the Christians, you know, your brother, your family. Now, if your brother come up to you and hit you side of the head, you say, he must be crazy. We ain't got to take him to the hospital. But I'm going to tell you something. If the devil come up to you and hit you side of the head, and you are turning your cheek, the other cheek, he's going to spend a whole lot of time on your face. The teaching wasn't to the devil or his cohort. If that devil come up and hit you, that's right, knock his lights out. Hallelujah. God said, he'll come one way and flee seven, and flee. The word used for flee is to run in terror. Have the devil run in terror from you, because you're a mighty man of valor. You're a vessel of honor. And no devil has the authority nor the right to lay their hands on you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let's get that squared away. So, glory to God. Hallelujah. You do have the right to defend yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But, likewise, if your mama is giving you a spanking, and you are under the age, it don't matter. If you done something wrong, your mama might be 92. If she want to go inside your head, you better let her go inside your head because she's 92. And you know what the Word of God says? The Word of God says, honor your father and brother, that your days may be longer than earth. You want your days to be shortened? You disrespect your mama. Talk back to your old. If you really want to do it, go hit your mama. See what happens to you. If she don't take you out, I will. Watch out now. In fact, I got to tell this story. I'm reminded of Sinbad. You know, Sinbad, the comedian. He had a problem with fear. He did something, and Mama said, come here, boy. And he went the other way. He ran out the house, ran down the corner, turned the corner. Mama came out the house, and this is what he said. Threw that on, you know, those cast iron skillets I got about, threw them in the kitchen, threw it, and that skillet made a left turn just like he did, and still hit him. I threw that in. You know, you don't mess with mama. Y'all mess with Mama. Oh, bless God for Mama. But anyway, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
you. Let's move on to this scripture. 22. Read that again.
Well,
yes, Lord.
70 times 7. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. 70 times 7.
Okay, stop right there. Now I'm going to go through the story real quick for you. Jesus given a parable. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a king who had a servant came up to him, and the king was going to put him in prison because he owed a big debt. Now they calculated the debt to be $10 million in our kind of money now, and he owes him a $1 million debt. That's what we call it. And king ordered that him, his wife, and his children be sold until they pay the debt. And the boy, I tell you, the boy got on his knees. He pleaded with the king. Oh, he cried, boo-hooed, he did everything. And the king had pity on him. Said, not only am I not going to sell your deal, but I'm going to forgive the debt.
Mm.
So that's what he did, forgive the debt. So you know what this servant went out, probably skipped it.
Hallelujah. 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 We're turning the tape over. This is actually a cassette tape, so you know how long ago it was. Hallelujah.
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 The word is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
One writer says it was under $100. Another writer says...
Okay, something is missing. Okay, he goes out and finds a fellow servant who owes him what they call a penny ante debt. That's where we're picking up right now.
In today's money, owed him a penny ante debt, and he grabbed this servant that was forgiven of all the $1 million debt. He grabbed this other servant by the throat and said, "Pay me all that you owe me." And the fellow servant cried. He used almost the same words that he used to the king that the fellow servant was using to him. This fellow servant said, "No, I ain't gonna forgive you," and he threw him in jail.
Mm.
Well, you know, there were some other fellow servants saw what happened and what went on. They went back to the king, and king said, "You know that servant you forgave that $1 million debt? So look here, he had a fellow servant that owed him a penny ante debt, and he grabbed him by the neck, started choking him, and said he wasn't gonna forgive him no matter what he said." He did that. Bring that servant in. So you know the servant, the $1 million debt released servant, comes skipping into the presence. He's for Thanksgiving. And, he's happy because he's got his debt forgiven. And the king said, "Did not I forgive you of your colossal $1 million debt? Why couldn't you have mercy and pity on your dollar servant? You wicked servant. Because you've done this thing, I'm going to throw you in jail, and you're going to still owe me my money."
Mm.
In other words, the forgiveness was rescinded. The scripture shows very plainly here. It's not rocket science. You don't need to scream and yell this. You got to forgive everybody of everything that they've ever done to you, whether real or imagined. Why, at the very least, so that your sins can be forgiven? Because if you don't forgive, you'll not be forgiven. I don't need to say too much about this. I mean, it's just really clear. You say, "Yeah, okay, I forgive you." But you know, sometimes it comes on my mind. Well, I'm going to tell you how to forgive. First of all, the Bible talks about forgive from the heart. Read that scripture. Read 26. Get down to 26 and read that for me. Okay. All right. Let's see. Scripture 33. for finishing.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so keep reading. Hold it right there. If you from your heart go to me, forgive. Not everyone. His brother, their trespasses. You got to forgive, but not from the head, from the heart. Because he can say, I forgive you. But you know, you can tell the people that forgive from the head. I forgive you. Next week they're telling Joe Blow and Sister Caesar what they did. And this time they say, yeah, I forgive you, but you know, blah, blah, blah. And they say it again, because out of their mouth. They're telling everybody around town that they forgive you, but you did such and such. When you forgive, there is a pattern that you use when you forgive. First of all, you forgive. Forgive from the heart. It has to be deep down. And then not just forgive, you forget. And what does that mean? That doesn't mean that it won't come in your mind again. That means in your heart, you forgive it. You forget. You don't charge them as an offense or as a crime against you. You don't allow that stuff to come out of your mouth again. You can't allow it to come out of your mouth. Somebody forgave you of your sins. You don't want to hear it again, do you? I mean, you don't slap somebody 20 years ago and cause a big commotion. Maybe it was a teacher or something. Hey, you don't want nobody bringing that up while you're applying for a job as a school teacher. You don't want that come. Well, that's what God is saying. Not just to forgive, but you got to forgive. That's part of forgiving. It's forgiving. It doesn't come out of your mouth anymore. It doesn't come out of your mouth anymore. It doesn't come out of your mouth anymore. Hallelujah. Okay. You say, well, but sometimes it bothers me when I see them. Fine. Now, you can forgive. You can forget. Sometimes you got to learn the lesson of that experience, because everything that happens in your life is a lesson that you can learn from it. Now, if you were hanging around the wrong folk and they got you in trouble, somebody lied on you or cheated on you, well, after a while, you went through some stuff because of that. After a while, you are forgiven. You forget about it. But you know, they still that knucklehead. You're saying, you forget about it. I got to love them at a distance. So, you know, in other words, learn the lesson that should have been learned in that experience. But you got to forgive and forget.
I'll see you. And that is the end of that sermon. I'm stopping it right there. What are you going to do with the life you have left? You're going to forgive yourself. You're going to forgive others. You're going to say what you want. And not what you see. You're going to stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. You're going to love God. You're going to do all the things that we've talked about and more. Because get in the word of God. Hallelujah. Live the word of God. Speak the word of God. Sow the word of God. And so shall you be blessed in every way. Hallelujah. Father God, let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Of ourselves and in our flesh, we can. Hallelujah. We can in our own self, in our own strength, forgive someone that has hurt us, but only through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you want him to come into your heart, just ask him, Father God, come into my heart. Save me from my sins. Lord God, let me love like you want me to love. Let me forgive, Lord, because on my own I can't do it. Brother, sister, only through him can it be done. Only through him. Hallelujah. Be encouraged to live for the Lord.
Hallelujah. If you want to contact us, you can write us, the Potter's House Church, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. That's Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. Or you can call us in a few minutes at 410-444-5152. God bless you. Love you. See you on Sunday. Hear you on Sunday. We'll meet again like this on Sunday at 3 p.m. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Let's go.